Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
We've had 35 resurrections of the dead. The closer they are to freshly dead, the easier they are to resurrect.
So I see this giant angel and I asked him his name. It's a financial company. And I realized this angel is here for our finances.
And that's a true literal story, by the way.
These people are charlatans. And it's about time we draw a line in the sand and stop fraternizing with the wolves.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I was being sarcastic, which is another big word you'll learn in school.
What's the word on the street?
Loy Dorao. You heard me. The word du jour, which is also the word of the day. It's delicious. I think I'll have it, is Loy Dorao. This is Wretched Radio. If and you haven't brushed up on your Greek vocables as of late, nevertheless, you might know what the word Loy Dorao is if you happen to be one of the increasing number of men who lives with a reviling woman. That's what Loy Dorao is, to revile. It focuses on the verbal aspect of mistreatment, using speech as a non-contact weapon against another person. To revile is to strike another person. Hey, that's Paula White. strike. I got to tell you, I think if you're a Christian nationalist, we can see you're gaining traction with Paula White leading the faith office. Okay, that was a little cheap. Nevertheless, to revile is to strike another person. It's harsh, arrogant speech. It has a tone of condescension. Reviling speech often resorts to mocking, ridicule, and insulting language. Why is this word important for us to know? Because it appears the number of men who live with a reviling wife is on the uptick. Uptake? It's growing, is what it is. Received an email from a David Ed, my buddy Dave. I just call him my buddy Dave. Edgington. Sorry about that, brother. He's a pahida. He could use a vowel, but I think it also means that he's smart. He's a biblical counselor. He's been doing it for a couple of decades. He's the founder and the executive director of Compassionate Counselors. It's in Phoenix, Arizona. He's also the preaching pastor at Christ Community Church in El Mirage, Arizona. How do you know if you actually live there in El Mirage? Nothing from you, Jimmy. That was a dad joke if ever I heard one. Nothing from you.
That was good.
Boy, was that. That could have been. You know what? That was Loy Dorao. You just reviled me with your condescending speech is what you did.
See what I did?
He wrote a book called The Abusive Wife, Ministering to the Contentious Woman. And it is his claim from this book that he sees an awful lot of men who live with a reviling wife. And by the way, not just with their tongue do they abuse, but physically. I know he writes in here, you know, you think that a woman who would be physically abusive, she's got to be big and bulky and tougher than the guy. Well, no, because when a woman goes about the business of striking physically her husband and the authorities are called, traditionally, he's the problem. And they just can't imagine that a woman would do that. Based on 20 years of experience from this biblical counselor, it is possible. In fact, he says it's about half of the cases that he sees. It's not just accusations against men being abusive. It is accusations against women being abusive. Statistically, that's higher than the stats that I just read in an article in the Christian Post. Abuse has been mischaracterized as women's issues. 41% of women, they say that they have experienced sexual violence, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner during their lifetime. 41%. That's shocking. Guess the number of men. If you said 26%, you're right. I think the number is 1 in 7. It's somewhere between 10 and 15% of cases of physical abuse, women abusing men physically. And that's a part of the focus of this book titled The Abusive Wife. But it's more of a presentation of a woman who is contentious, one who is filled with strife, the one who goes about the business of dismantling and destroying her own home. And it seems appropriate at this moment, considering the era that we live in, to remind you, ladies, we talk about the men regularly and our issues. So this is the ladies' turn to talk about some issues that probably aren't being talked about much at church. So we're going to dive into this book titled The Abusive Wife for those men who are living with a woman who is a loitereo-er, a reviling woman. Husbands, writes Edginton, husbands often retreat rather than fight back, or eventually they give up fighting back. They become passive rather than lovingly, gently, and graciously trying to lead his family. This book is loaded with, he changes the names, of course, but it's just loaded with anecdotes, true anecdotes of individuals who have experienced what this book is after, and that is the abusive wife. Over and over again, he says, to those of us who don't have a reviling wife, you can't imagine how hard it is. But I think we can. Jimmy, have you ever been in any sort of discrepancy with Mrs. Hicks?
Well, discrepancy, yes. That's a good way to put it.
And how joyful is it in your home when you two are at it? Even if it's been years, you remember the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
It absolutely is.
And then you go to work and it's like, it just doesn't feel right. Mm. All right. Well, that's, for some of us, the exception. It appears for many, that's the rule. And it's heavy and it's hard and everything is a complaint. Nothing can be done right. The person is always toxic. You're abusing me. You're not. You don't understand me. You're fighting with me. You're arguing with me. And according to this book written by this man with 20 years of biblical counseling experience, of course there are times when men are jerks. We accept that. But there are many times when it is a woman who is a reviler. And over again in the book, he describes a woman who thinks that anytime the husband disagrees, that means that he's against her, that he's fighting her, that he's being selfish, that he doesn't care about her, simply because he says, you know, I think I like the blue car better than the red car. That's all it takes. And the reviling woman goes after him with a vengeance, mostly orally, but sometimes physically goes after him. And I couldn't help but think that really reinforces an observation that I've made now for several years. And it started with Lou Priolo. Dr. Priolo and his wife Kim and Mrs. Friel and I were having dinner. Mrs. Friel asked Kim Priolo, who also is involved in her church, and she hears obviously what is going on in the counseling world because her husband was so much a pillar of the biblical counseling world. She said the number one trend in the church is the women that want to get divorced because they believe that their husbands are toxic. Now, you combine that with the autonomous self worldview that I believe is cultivated constantly by social media, by being able to have the whole world in your hand. You've got everything right there and you custom design everything for your preferences. That means you only consume that which pleases you and stimulates you. Enter a husband who says, I think I like the blue one better than the red one. And that's all it takes. Because I believe, and I think that this goes for women and men, but we're talking about the ladies right now. Ladies are told constantly that you are the center of the universe and you are the one who makes the decisions and everything should be pleasing to you. And anybody who disagrees with you does not affirm every single thing that you think is wonderful, then that person needs to be cut off. You need to end that relationship. In fact, I don't know if you heard the Transform podcast from this week. Greg Gifford, he's talking about AI counseling, artificial intelligence counseling. For real, we knew that. And he said in order to do research, he went onto the whatever it is, the AI or whatever, the open AI, whatever these different, there's different ones that exist. I can't recall which one he went. It's like counseling AI with over 8 million questions having been asked to counseling AI. So people getting wisdom from a computer, that's a bad idea. And he asked the counselor, a AI counselor, should I divorce my wife? That was it, out of the blue. Hey, should I divorce my wife? And the response was, the first thing you should do is sit down and have a conversation because it's very important that you understand each other. And sometimes this can really help things to get better. But if that conversation doesn't bear that fruit, then yes, maybe it is time to consider a divorce. What? Without knowing any details. Why? Because the world screams at women and men. You are the center of the universe. And guess what? That's causing a lot of problems in a lot of Christian homes. We'll continue with the abusive wife, the Loitereo woman, next on Wretched Radio.
Life doesn't come with calm storms. Sooner or later, the storm hits, and the world says the answer is boundaries. Build fences, keep people out, protect yourself, but the Bible never tells you to construct walls. Instead, it teaches you to anchor yourself to truth, to wisdom, to the unshakable foundation of God's Word. That's where The Better Way with Libby Glossin comes in. Intelligent talk radio for women. Like no other podcast out there. Always thoughtful and no self-help gimmicks, no fluffy cliches. Just practical biblical wisdom that cuts through the noise and makes a real impact in your life. If you're tired of the feel-good messages that don't hold up when the storm comes, it's time for something different. It's time for The Better Way with Libby Glossin. Real truth, real wisdom like no other. Because in a world full of compromise, there is indeed a better way.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke. And it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched. masters.edu/wretched.
Ever feel like you're watching the culture shift beneath your feet? Yeah, you're not alone, and you're not without allies either. At Fortis Institute, we've assembled a powerhouse team of biblical voices to help you navigate these challenging times. From Tim Challies to Brad Bigney to Adam Tyson and Greg Gifford, our fellows deliver daily content that transforms confusion into clarity. Whether you're tackling marriage challenges, parenting questions, or personal growth, Fortis Institute is ready with biblically grounded wisdom. We're not just offering commentary, we're providing a comprehensive toolkit for living boldly in an increasingly complex world. Through our daily podcasts and video content and live events, we're equipping believers to stand firm without wavering. And if you want to be part of something bigger, join the Fortis community today. Visit FortisInstitute.org and discover why thousands are turning to Fortis Institute as their trusted source for biblical wisdom. Because when the world seems to be turning upside down, we remain steadfast. It's Fortis Institute, where we're standing firm and standing together.
Important dates in Christian history. 1830, Charles Finney's urban revivals begin and introduce techniques that decisively affect later mass evangelism in America. Finney's innovations included the anxious bench, a forerunner to altar calls, and the use of emotional manipulation to elicit a decision for Christ. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
That is the sound of a reviling woman. This is Wretched Radio. The Proverbs describe a woman who is, let's be charitable and say, rather difficult to live with. A foolish son is a ruin to his father, and a wife's quarreling is a continual dripping of rain. This is Wretched Radio, the abusive wife ministering to the contentious woman by David D. Edgington, biblical counselor for the last two decades, identified what is an unspoken issue inside of the church, and that is the issue of the abusive wife, the reviling woman, and that he is seeing an increasing number of cases where the woman is the abuser. It can be physically, it can be verbally. Nevertheless, it makes life very hard for husband and for children. It is like a drip, drip, drip that never ends. It's better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. It's better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelous wife. That's Proverbs 21:9 and Proverbs 25:24. No peace while you are in the presence of a reviling woman. And the man, in response, typically, sometimes engages, sometimes poorly, but regularly retreats to the corner of the house. The husband climbs to the pinnacle of the roof of the house, the furthest part of the house, so that he can just escape the drip, drip, drip. And it's common, writes Edgington, for modern husbands with reviling wives to retreat to their workplace, to their man cave, hobbies with their friends, nights out with the guys. It's better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman, Proverbs 21:19. This is an issue that probably does not get discussed a lot these days in Christian circles, perhaps because of the pressure by society that men, we're the owners of all things toxic and cruel and mean and contentious and abusive. It appears we don't have that market cornered. Now, we own pretty much the whole market, but not all of it. And there are a lot of women who could fit the descriptors of Proverbs, the contentious woman, the reviling woman, the woman who's never happy with anything and who just fights about everything. And inside of this book, he gives some examples that are, he said, you're going to think that this is crazy, but what often happens in these houses is that the woman will turn a little thing into a massive thing, totally upsetting the apple cart, making the home a dreadful place to live, where kids, they stay out longer because they just don't want to be underneath the roof with a contentious mom. This book is designed to address that and to actually bring it out into the open and discuss what it is like for people to live in a house with a contentious woman. And then it offers hope for that husband and for the wife, what he can do. This is a hard situation. It was a number of years ago. I was speaking to a biblical counselor about this subject, and his take on it was, and he was very experienced, was this is a tough one because there's a root of bitterness that is deep inside of the heart of a reviling woman, and to get it out requires Holy Spirit work. Proverbs 27, a continual dripping on a rainy day and a quarrelsome wife are alike. To restrain her is to restrain the wind, or to grasp oil in one's right hand. This is a tough one, dude, if you're in it. And if you are, let me give you a word of encouragement that no doubt you need to hear. God wants you there. God wants you in this home. This Reviling Woman is your ministry. It ain't easy. This book offers hope and help in that regard. But this is your calling to help this woman because she's a continual dripper. She's quarrelsome, angry, irritable, contentious. These are all the words to describe the reviling woman. Incessant scolding, brutal treatment. It's impossible to stop her reviling speech, as impossible as stopping the wind or oil between your fingers. Proverbs 12:4. She who brings shame to her husband is like rottenness to his bones. So we don't need anecdotes. We got the Bible, and it tells us a contentious woman is rough to live with. And if you're hearing this, madam, and you're asking the question, am I a reviling woman? That's not a terrible question to ask. Obviously, not every woman is a reviling woman, obviously, but many are. And perhaps in this discussion, maybe, while you don't qualify for the abuse of reviling woman per se, if you have any tendencies in this direction, where your husband, if he ever says anything, and it doesn't matter how much sugar is on top of it, that it bugs you if it differs with your opinion, that's kind of the theme of a reviling woman. She's never happy with anyone. Kid comes home, and all he's only ever received C's. And he comes home with a note in his hand because he got a B minus and he's thrilled to pieces. And what does the reviling woman do? B minus? Huh. You know, if I got a B minus, I would have been spanked. You know, I just don't even know where you got your stupid. It must have been from your father. That's a reviling woman. Never happy with anyone. Proverbs 14:1, the wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. She's like a living disease, rottenness to his bones, engaged in persistent contention. She creates such an atmosphere of unrest in the home that the home literally cannot survive. That's life with a contentious woman. And in this book that was written by David Edgington, The Abusive Wife, he cites a number of reasons for this. I personally believe one of the biggest reasons is social media, how it feeds one's autonomy and one's desire to have everything. It's like everybody has OCD about themselves. It needs to be in perfect alignment. And if it's not, because I've been told over and over again, even when it doesn't tell me verbally, that the world revolves around me, that's the way the world operates these days. And social media feeds, no pun intended, right into that. And a woman who then meets a husband who has an opinion is considered toxic because he disagrees. So I think social media feeds it. But in this book, one of the things, and it's related, is that so many women, too many men also, but so many women are feelings driven. Everything is about feelings. I feel like this. He does that, and I feel like this. I feel like this when he arrives. I feel like this when he says, I feel like this. And far too many counselors, they will accept the superiority of feelings over facts. Just a word of balance here. There are times when a woman can be accused of something falsely. And there's times when men can be accused of something falsely. We get that, I hope. We're just dealing with an increasing number of individuals who qualify for being an abusive wife. And a counselor who lets somebody say that their feelings are everything and accept that, and then condemn the other spouse because they're the one who causes the bad feelings, all that does is lead to increased problems in the home and honestly, usually divorce. Women often say they need their husbands to show them love by listening to them. Books like The Five Love Languages, His Needs, Her Needs. By the way, hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Have you heard His Needs, Her Needs? It's actually been translated into Arabic for Islamic countries.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's His Needs, Shut Up. They perpetuated the myth that if someone has a need, others are obligated to satisfy it. his needs, her needs. He needs a good-looking wife. She needs enough money to live comfortably. He needs peace and quiet. She needs him to be a good father. Needs driven. It's imprecise descriptors also, but it leaves the impression that these are non-negotiable desires. I need this. And if you don't deliver it, toxic, bad, and a root of bitterness develops. It grows deep and it comes out with all kinds of reviling. Need is an exaggerated way to speak of desire. If these desires are not challenged and evaluated, they easily turn into lust. And what's the problem with lust? It means you've got an idol. And it means that you're ready to murder if you aren't pleased. James 4:1. That if you don't get what you perceive that you need, you'll murder. Now, sometimes that does happen physically. Thankfully, that's rare. But all too often, it is a verbal assault by the abusive wife, which we'll continue addressing next on Wretched Radio.